breach.
Were you able to monitor the tech net tonight?
Yes, I don't think you have to give me a recap on it, but if you want to tell me what your understanding was, I'm listening.
Well, Dick took a quick estimate of what he thinks was going on with the tubes that you were describing before, and he thinks it's possible that could be normal, that the lower portion of the tube could show that, and the top of the tube, because heat dissipation and retention at the bottom, that may be totally normal. He doesn't think it's something to worry about. He doesn't have exact experience with it, but he said that's, you know, his theory.
Andy, I talked to you about that thing, didn't I?
Hello, Hal. Yes, John, I'll have to credit Barry with saying basically the same thing. It's kind of what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure. I remember I even asked Hal, but he had another opinion on that, and I'm not quite sure. They're all plausible, the explanations, but eventually I'll figure it out.
Well, the fact that you had two of them and basically both function in similar manner, I think you're all right with them, but I don't know that much about it. My expertise is very weak in that area, so, and Hal would know more than I do, for sure.
Andy, did you wind up getting an amplifier for that type of situation, or what?
No, I didn't get one. I repaired a couple in the past month or so.
Tube has the idling current. It's putting out the power. Don't worry about it. Could be just the oxide on the plate. Also, there's many things that cause it. But you got the power. Don't sweat it. Right, John?
Yeah, you can't argue with success if it's putting out and it's rated. Yeah, it sounds good to me. By the way, Hal, what do you think of the Ameritron amplifiers?
Want my honest opinion? SHIT. Unless you're talking about the big one, which is halfway decent. All the other stuff I want to get involved with.
Okay, I'm looking for something like 1,000 or 1,500 watt, and, you know, for HF. I'm also looking for a 2-meter, about 1,000 watts, so something in that area. But I think I know what I'm going to get for the 2-meter, but I'm unsure of the HF. I don't want to buy junk, and I don't want to waste money, so, okay. Good call.
Yes, John. Do you want HF to cover 160 through 10 or just 80 through 10? I'll give you some suggestions.
I really don't have an antenna capable of 180. I can work 80 with my long wire if I put it back up again. So I'm looking, you know, 10 through 80 possibly.
This deal, I would say, like an SP220. I have a lot of PEP. That's a very popular amplifier. You want to run half that power, I'd say a 30L1. That's about 1,200 watt PEP. And what was the other question you had?
Well, the other one, I was thinking of a 2-meter, but I may go for the German model that's all solid state. A little pricey, but great reports on that. Sort of similar to the that Japanese Tokyo High Power, you know, something similar to that.
Solid state, not tube, I guess.
Yeah, all solid state.
That's tube I can help you on. Solid state, I'm not anything at the high, you know, power levels like that. We have up to about 250 watts, but that's about it. But you want some heavy stuff. I would say if you go a tube amplifier on VHF, go tube, not solid state. It's more forgiving.
Yeah, they're a little more reasonable in price, but Dick gave me a couple of brands to look at, which I wrote down somewhere. I'm going to check them out on the web, too. I think I'll cruise around and see. I'm thinking maybe in the spring I'll make an investment for that.
I forget there's no beep. Blasted. Andy, pick it up. I don't want to leave you out there in the cold. It's cold enough.
Oh, all right. Well, the more popular modern ones are Acom amplifiers. But anyway, I know you don't like the Ameritrons, but would that be the Ameritrons under the guidance of their merger with the other company, or you don't like even the original Ameritron when it was Ameritron, run by Ameritron?
The ones are the A11, A11Hs, I feel garbage, if you want to know the truth. The one is 3500G. It's not bad. Seven, that's not bad. I just don't think an Ameritron, you know, quality is not there for the money you're paying. That's the main thing. And the most, you know, I think that, you know, a good little amplifier for the money is like an SB220. You can get this 3500Z. Not that heavy. One single piece. Very popular.
Well, you can go by experience, what you, what people say and what you hear. But anyway, the Ameritron AL80, then there's an AL80A. Those were made by Ameritron. The AL80B is made by, under the U.S., you know, when the that other company took over Ameritron, or they joined, or whatever the situation is. The original is, they're all different. The LA80 is one design, LA80 is another design. The LA80B is more modern, and that's what they sell today. I saw the AL80. I like the way that's made. The B I never saw, so I can't compare or pick up on any, use the term junk. I never had a B, so I can't make that comment or understand what you're talking about junk. Let's see. That's about it.
Saying if you want an amp for the money they're asking for that, get yourself a 30L1 little Collins amplifier. Then you've got quality. It's resellability, and it's very well built, very well designed.
Well, I got a list of a few model numbers I'll check out. I should have never got rid of my Collins stuff, since I wouldn't be doing this. But I'll get around to it.
What Collins stuff do you have, John? Have anything to do with the plate glow? And, you know, things like that. That's what I was asking about, why the tube wasn't completely glowing from top to bottom. And I think one explanation is the heat dissipation, which I believe is a good possibility. You had said something else, which I don't have to repeat, and now you said something else again, so I don't have to repeat that. If it works, it works. So, you know what it is? It's just a matter of, when you're doing this, you want to kind of understand as much as you can, get all the information, theories, and opinions you can get, and again, form my own opinion of what I think. So, not that anybody's right or wrong.
Remember, this is and, you know, they say milk cow. So, you take all the opinions. Analyze it, so do what you want to accept.
Gonna lose Peter. 7-3, guys.
Radio Newsline Report number 1995 with a release date of Friday, January 20, follows in 5. For following is the QST, RL, Australian hand for double.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. Time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
WB2 MSB Mobile listening.